Blog Talk Radio.
And a very good Monday evening to you. This is Tom O'Neill, and you're listening to Tom on the Radio. Before me and Steve chop it up for another week, we lost a good one last week. If you are one of those who worked at WKBD Channel 50 for some in the mid 80s, early 90s, like I did, you got to work with a sweetheart of a woman, of a consummate professional, and we lost her last week. Her name is Cynthia Hinton, and she was one of the founding people of my success in Detroit when I was there, and it was just so sad to hear that she passed away. So in that vein, I would like to dedicate this show to the memory of Cynthia Hinton, and I pray and hope that her family receives comfort and strength as they move on in life. I would like to play this song in Cynthia's honor. 32 years ago, this past weekend, we lost a musical genius and a musical great, Marvin Gaye. And one of his hits that I want to play for you is a duet that he did with his partner on the stage, Tammy Terrell. And the song is Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Rest in paradise, Cynthia. And we can't do this.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Behold the King! King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
I am bowing. It's 11:06, and this man is more angry than the angry whopper. Steve Baxley, welcome to my house, at least on the internet.
Hey, what's up? And, last night, without further ado or don't, Vinny. Haven't we been down this patheth before us?
Of course.
Oh, yes, indeed. First off, your little attendance record of 101,763. Man, talk about your inflated egos. And the actual attendance was 93,457. Well, give him a little edge on the brain fart that he had. But how
did you know it was 93,000? Shouldn't it have, I believe what The Rock says.
And when The Rock speaks, people listen. By the way, just an aside, to The Rock, I don't know if you know this, but if you pointed at the exact location, a flamethrower will actually work. I mean, you tried four times to get your name burned in everyone's memory, but, oh well, the fourth time was the charm. Anyway, how angry am I at last night's little disaster called WrestleMania 32. Well, let's put it this way. As a good friend of yours and mine would say, he didn't think there was anything more lamer than WrestleMania 11 until now. I mean,
that was probably the last time I saw WrestleMania from start to finish.
Vince McMahon literally gave it all away. The only two, and God bless him, the only two matches that saved WrestleMania 32 from being scored a 4.65 bell ringer, which is very close to, say, to WCW the latter years of Monday Nitro, was one, The Undertaker versus Shane McMahon Hell in a Cell match, and the other one was the main event, Roman Reigns taking on Triple H and China Light. I mean, Stephanie McMahon.
Hey, that's not nice to say about Stephanie McMahon. She can't help it, she got curves.
Yes, and let me just say this.
By the way, to break in right quick, AJ Styles just won the Fatal 4-Way, so he will compete against the Roman Empire, as he's called now, for the WWE title. So that's whatever.
And by the way, I must apologize. Yes, I do have to apologize for my statement, so I'm sorry, China. As for Stephanie McMahon, seeing that outfit, Stephanie, the 1980s called. They want their Jerry Curl back. I mean, my God, she looked like, and I'm just saying this from my opinion. Your opinions may vary, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, but She looked like a reject from Soul Train.
Ooh. Without the dancing.
That's true. She looked, you know, the famed train line that they have where everybody gets a chance to dance and be on camera? They must have saw
I guess they really want their dancing back, because I don't know if that was an appropriate costume. Man.
Well, let's put it this way. For one who had two kids, I'll just say what nature had forgotten, they sure as hell didn't need any cotton. She looked good. But a little bit more appropriate outfit would have been nice. I mean...
No, a little less. Come on. It's a pay-per-view.
Okay. Maybe a little less. I mean, go from the background singer look to, say, something like, a Catholic schoolgirl look with thigh-high black stockings. I mean, that could have worked. Anyway.
Yeah. So, that was a pretty late
girl.
That was a pretty lame WrestleMania, what you're saying.
Yes, yeah. Even in the first half of the ladies' triple threat, you would have thought there were more crickets in that arena than wrestling fans. And here's a lesson for all you up-and-coming television camera people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this. When you get to the big moment and they cut to your shots, make sure you're not placed in a way that would actually expose all the cushions on the Raw commentary table.
Oh!
Yes, because when Shane McMahon began to land on the Raw American commentary booth, they went straight to that camera. Instead of being in another position, it caught him going down, and as he was writhing in pain and convulsing in pain, also known as bad acting, you could plainly see the cushions underneath the booth protecting young McMahon's brittle little body from getting the raspberry for worst supporting actor in a wrestling program.
And was the Undertaker lifting himself from that said table in the script?
That was bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, you know, you. Oh, yeah, they probably took this from the Mick Foley wrestling school.
I mean,
he did it.
Yeah,
he did it. Why not Shane?
Yeah, I mean, Foley did it with class, style, and let's face it, a lunatic's mindset when he met The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell and took.
Because the thing is. Even if you were of the crazy mind that these WWE people sometimes have, why are you going to go up 20 feet and do a flying stunt with nobody to land on?
I mean, I saw that and I'm like, oh, boy. Can we think of something a little more dramatic? Say, take the trash can with you and use it like a flying sled? I mean, come on. Foley did it with style, with flash, with death-defying eyes focused. Shane McMahon was like, you did it good, I could do it better. Yeah, you did it okay until the cushions were exposed.
Oh, I didn't see that. Interesting.
But the other match that really saved it had to be that main event one, Roman Reigns and Triple H with Glenda, the Bad Witch of the South, as his Afterwards, Triple H looked at Stephanie in that outfit and said, I've been a bad boy.
Yes, take me on your knee and spank me.
Yeah. I got the riding crop. Anyway.
And down the stretch he comes.
Down on something. Anyway. You still on? That match was solid. No botched, missed holds or anything. Pure, solid, down to earth. Well, I won't say down to earth. Downtown wrestling. That had everything. And these two just literally gave it to the fans so much. I was thinking, somebody better get a couple of bags of oxygen on these two.
Their cardio is unquestioned.
It was that solid, and a lot of people thought Triple H actually should have won that event, but damn it,
and the crowd last night and tonight wanted Triple H to win it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think that they're going to try to let Roman Reigns, they were going to let Roman Reigns earn this by himself. I mean, we got to face facts. They literally gave him that title a while back. And maybe that's why at the last big event, I think it was WrestleMania back in Los Angeles, they literally gave it to him. This time, he had to earn it. And you want to know something? He did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Triple H literally saved last night's WrestleMania 32.
Lamia!
Yes. The rest of the stuff was lame in comparison. I will say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I'm giving the devil his due, Vince McMahon, for a while at least, gave people more a WrestleMania 3 memory than, say, as I gave him a 5, which is about middle section. It was almost a 4, which would have equaled that of Nitro or a Clash of Champions special on TBS. He did a good job. Not one of their best WrestleManias, but just good enough to be passable.
Yeah, but it was exciting. It was kind of fun to see Foley, Shawn Michaels, and Stone Cold whoop some ass. Oh,
that was beautiful. Plus, seeing the Hall of Famers, including Miss Jacqueline, who I got to say, and I mean
say it in your best Southern voice.
Miss Jacqueline sure looked like butter because she was melting some hearts.
Oh, I thought she was because she was on a roll.
Ooh. She was not just on a roll. She was the roll. She looked damn fine. F-Y-N-E.
Yeah, yes, she did. No doubt about that. I think they all look great.
And how about the Freebirds?
How about them? Yeah, they're so great. I mean, Michael Hayes was in his element, and gorgeous Jimmy Garvin was a great straight man.
Yep, I'll say PS and BS, pretty sexy, and believed to have been sexy, really brought down the house. At the Hall of Fame, and really got the respect they needed, because if it wasn't for them, tag team, there would not be a tag team title. There would not be a tag team division, because when you're talking tag teams, the elite tag team of all is from Bad Street USA. That, of course, being the Freebirds.
And one more thing about that was, I think it was nice and a class move by Kevin Von Erich to make an appearance.
Oh, yes.
That was great. That was great.
Was.
I mean, the Hall of Fame ceremony was a bit long, but seeing Michael P.S. Hayes do his shtick and then have Sting announce his retirement the way he did, that was so nice.
Class act for a class individual. We knew that the last WrestleMania he would be in, that would be in Los Angeles, that was going to be his swan song. Sure enough, it was. There will never be another Sting. Grant that one.
Yes, sir. This is 11:22 in the Seven Cities and in Michigan. We get away from the wrestling talk because, you know, it gives up much more you can say. I mean, we said it all. I wanna get to some real sports now, namely hockey and specifically the Red Wings. My opinion, Steve, is the playoffs start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Detroit, but in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
The Carolina Hurricanes go into Boston and play the Bruins. I think the Red Wings' aim is not to catch Philly anymore. They got to catch the Bruins. And if my memory serves me correctly, they are a point behind the Bruins.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Yeah, okay. What's the deal?
A little update, Sabu.
Please make me look
them.
Good.
They passed them.
Wow.
They are now the number three. They're now the number three team. By 1 point because of their win Saturday over Toronto and Boston's disaster over.
Oh my! Oh, I remember. Yeah, because I tweeted about the. It was 6-0 at one time with the Bruins down to Chicago, and they came back and scored 4, but it wasn't enough.
But
and we got a fantastic finish here in the final 4.
Oh,
yeah. Nova's up 72-71 with 14 seconds left, and they're going to the free line to possibly ice this game.
Oh, but I got to tell you something, my friend. Everybody, and I think I spoke of this on my show or Jay's show, either one.
Oh, you're so confused.
And that was confusing last week, but I'm glad everything's working out this week. We're all back to abnormal. We were all concentrating too much on the wild card, the Philadelphia-Detroit thing, that last little dot.
That's right.
And we forgot that there was another matchup that would assure the Red Wings, if they continue to win and Boston lose, Red Wings got the number 3 spot and the number 25 will be alive. Sure enough, they beat, I forget the one team, so I'll just call it Nashville. They beat Nashville. Then they came back to beat Toronto. And now, after tonight, as we go on to the big 2 games for the Wings, they literally hold their fate and the fate of that streak in their hands.
Yeah, I will say that, especially if Boston keeps doing their tank job that they're doing.
Well, if they keep doing it, you know what I'm going to do on your show on Monday, next Monday? When we hear the words, Detroit Red Wings, 25 playoff appearances, I will personally sing the following song to Boston Bruins fans. Hey,
Caroline.
Thanks for the memories.
Carolina just tied the game with 4.7 left on it with a three-pointer.
Oh, I cannot wait to see the ratings on this.
Oh, yeah, we have to talk about that. Let me not forget, but I don't want to go back and forth, because it is very important that we discuss. You're right. They do have their playoff fate in their hands, but they will be more in a comfortable position if the Bruins lose tomorrow and if somehow they can cool off the Flyers on Wednesday.
That's right. Bruins play tomorrow. And Carolina, please drop a hurricane on Boston. Please.
Yeah, because I think if Boston, I think there's going to be some changes in Boston if the Bruins give the playoff spot to the Red Wings. And that's how I feel. They get given the playoff spot because for a while, we didn't even talk about the Bruins. We were so concerned about the Flyers.
That's right. But if the Bruins keep going, and I hope they do, thank you. Thank you, Bruins.
We'll take it. And I think the Red Wings got a game with the Bruins.
Yeah.
After the Flyers.
That was what I was about to say. Would you love to talk about irony? The two big games are against the two teams you're trying to beat. Flyers on one night, and then Boston the next. I will state this, man. Whoever did this year's NHL schedule, give them the raise and a trip to a therapy session.
But let me tell you, Villanova is waiting to put the ball in play under the Carolina basket. So it very much looks like we're going into overtime. But you never know. Yeah, and I'm curious also to see what the rating. Villanova, it shot it for the win! Got it! Villanova got it! Villanova is now your national champion.
Santa Maria!
They're going to be partying. They're going to be partying on the main line tonight. Hide your couches.
Double six, please. Tell my producer, otherwise known as Mama Lugs, to give us number 66, which is TBS. Santa Maria! Okay, let's see how
yes.
They did it. Nice, long... Oh, sweet molasses, and then the words of Bill Raftery.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's no controversy on that one. That's right. Onions!
Oh.
Oh, man, they're going to be partying on the main line tonight.
Baby.
I may have to watch the Philadelphia Morning Show tomorrow morning.
Me too. And by the way, to the folks at 1700 Beechwood Drive, or Techwood Ave, excuse me, 1700 Techwood Drive, the old homeland of Turner Broadcasting, you got to be proud of how you did this game. Not only on TBS, but on TNT.
Wait, with the Carolina perspective. And I'm sure we will be hearing that in the highlight package, and we'll hear the Nova back to Jay Wright is too cool. Jay Wright is too cool.
Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, sitting right behind Jay Wright was Raleigh Massimino, and he went nuts.
Oh,
so
boy.
So, yep, TBS got what they wanted, now will it be showing the ratings? Or will, there's Raleigh, or will the NCAA want some money back or something?
Yeah,
when I saw in the rags today that the Final Four semifinals last Saturday were down 43% from the year before on CBS, I like said, what?
Oi.
But then, you know, a friend of mine saw my post on Facebook, one of my college graduates, saying, what, you know, it could be because not everybody could have that, not everybody has cable. And that's a good point. I mean, I thought it was good to have, I think it was a huge mistake that there was more for the money grab than for the, for the integrity of the tournament. I'm sorry. I mean, I like having perspectives from both teams, and I think that's the only good thing about, this new arrangement with Turner and CBS. But I still think CBS gave up too much.
And one thing I
got thinking today, and I read this online, when Jay Wright, is there enough money at Villanova to keep him?
Oh, after this, you better believe they're going to keep him.
And especially when you got a professional basketball team a few miles up the road that could use some good coaching, championship coaching, to sell their tickets, get their free agents back. Oh, by the way, a hale and hearty congratulations to all of the Basketball Hall of Famers for the 2016 class that were named today, especially Allen Iverson, Shaquille O'Neal, Yao Ming. Izzo got in.
Yes.
Yes. Cheryl Swoops got in.
Uh-huh.
And there are a couple of others, but you know, it's great, and I'm glad that because where I live at is Allen Iverson's home territory. He was born and raised across the water in Newport News. And, you know, he as much baggage he brought to college and to the professionals, even to this day, Allen Iverson's influence is with basketball of all levels.
Oh, yes.
So I wish, congratulations to him. But getting back to, a lot of people didn't see this game tonight.
This is true.
And are they alternating the Final Four every year?
Yeah, in fact, next year in Phoenix, it will go back to CBS. But I'm just wondering, and I'm thinking of asking this on Twitter, or if somebody, one of our listeners, can tweet this question in to both CBS.
One of our listeners.
Well, here's what I'm thinking of asking. Now, since TBS and TNT did sort of the split broadcast, as it were,
mm-hmm.
will the NCAA, those great guys and gals over there, decide
after the money.
If it's popular, are they going to allow CBS to do the same thing?
Oh, so CBS would have the neutral broadcast, but TBS and TNT would have the team's perspective broadcast. See,
sure.
That's why I thought it was different.
Or since CBS has their own little sports network, give
but still like that has less viewers than TNT and TBS.
This is true. So maybe they should stick with CBS being the main, but TBS and TNT sort of being the quote unquote team networks.
I think that's a great idea to have a team for, because North Carolina, because I don't have True TV, so I couldn't listen to the Villanova side. But the North Carolina side had the former voice of the Tar Heels, Wes Durham, and Brendan Hayward, who played at Carolina. So that was a completely Carolina blue bias, and to be able to hear how this shot went off. You know, and you know SportsCenter is going to play it up. They're going to play it up. If they had a aerial shot of, if they had one of those drone shots to show this, they would show it. So it's in Final Four is in Phoenix next year.
Yep.
Interesting.
And CBS has got it. So good
you
luck.
Say CBS?
Yeah,
is CBS or TBS?
Let's see. TBS has it 2016, 2018, 2020. CBS has it in 2017 and 2021. When, by the way, the contract will expire.
And they can't wait. You said 2021 the contract expires. I really, it's a money. All it was a money grab. Showing all the angles now. They're showing all the angles. They show Kenny Smith going off. They show the shot. And they're showing Raleigh going off. I tell you. In case you don't know, Raleigh Massimino once coached Villanova. He coached them to their last national championship. And at one time, the current head coach, Jay Wright, was one of his assistants.
Oh, yeah.
So, you talk, like you say, and Villanova is I'm not going to say it's a small Catholic school just outside of Philadelphia. I'm not going to say that because they got, alumni everywhere. But it's still, we live in a capitalistic society, and Jay Wright has been there for a long time, came close once. Now he's on the top of the basketball world. And knowing college and professionals teams like I do, somebody's going to back up the Brinks truck for this guy.
I have a feeling they will bring up a huge Brinks truck.
Yeah. But the scenario I was saying might be more interesting to Jay Wright than anybody, because let's remember, Villanova plays 3 home games every year in the Wells Fargo Center, home of the 76ers.
Uh-huh.
So, I think they play more than 3 now. I think they play like 5. They play the big schools in Big East, the big Big East schools like Georgetown and Providence in the Wells Fargo. So he's familiar with where they play at. So I'm just saying, just for conversation's sake, when the victory parade is done and everything, will Villanova treat their head coach right? And he's already one of the most, I'm going to say it, he is the most sharp-dressed head coach in basketball, pro or college.
Uh-huh.
So congratulations to Villanova. We're about ready to close up shop here. Hoping that the Red Wings somehow get in the playoffs, because I think if they get in the playoffs, there might be some teams that don't want to play them.
I tell you, one shiny moment.
You want to know what? Charles Barkley sound worse than you do.
Who do you think taught me to sing?
Oh, for the record, they are going to play Luke Vandross' version of One Shiny Moment in a few minutes.
Yes.
So, you know, even though Mr. Vandross is not with us, his influence will always be with the NCAA tournament.
That's
so with
right.
that, Steve, yeah. So with that, Steve, I guessed it on the on Jay's show, which would have been your show last Friday, but it was April Fool's. So I'm sure you carried on without me Saturday night.
You were missed. You were missed. But this Friday, we're back to abnormal.
Which is a very good thing. And I will be there Friday. I'll be there Friday night at 11:30. I'm glad I got to share another one shiny moment with you live and in living color here on Blog Talk Radio. That is truly a one shiny moment. Other than the Butler almost grab of the national championship a few years ago, I cannot remember a national championship game that came down to the last shot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was either going in or going to overtime. I understand that, and there's differences in last shots, but still it went in. So congratulations to Villanova. I'll talk to you Friday night, and we'll get to do this all over again next Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock. I'm Tom O'Neill. I would like to, before I leave, I would like to give kudos and congratulations on a stellar career to my college professor at Norfolk State University, Dr. Stanley Ticton, who is having his retirement ceremony Thursday at the school. He was a great man. I was not a school person, but having taken his classes in mass communications made me salvageable in the game of life. But it was after I left that college that separated Stanley from everybody else. He was a great friend. We had dinner many times, talked about life. He tried to look out for me in terms of jobs. But I loved the man. And I'm happy for his success, and he deserves his retirement. So, with that being said, I'm Tom O'Neill. We'll do this again next Monday night. Take care, everyone.